Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, February 20th. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.81. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A large nationwide company is fined for employing minors.
Packers Sanitation Services, Inc. of Wisconsin, which provides food safety sanitation services, has paid $1.5 million in penalties, according to the U.S. Department of Labor and reported by KSN News. Packers Sanitation Services employed at least 102 children ages 13 to 17 in hazardous occupations and had them work overnight shifts at 13 meat processing facilities in 8 states. 26 of the miners worked at the Cargill plant in Dodge City. I'm J.P. Bazette.
A 32-year-old man from Neosho, Missouri, is the second person to be arrested in southeast Kansas in a homicide case. Pittsburgh police received a call Friday saying someone had been shot. The victim was identified as 51-year-old David Mays of Weir, Kansas. Police said an altercation led up to the shooting. Colin Gebford was arrested right after the shooting, and the second person will be identified once he is officially charged. And court dates are pending. This is Kansas Information Network News.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairie Land Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairie Land Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution.
New federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who currently smoke or used to smoke. Along with new treatments, lung cancer screening saves lives. If you are 50 to 80 years old and smoke or used to smoke, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit the National Lung Cancer Roundtable at nlcrt.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A modified form of parental rights legislation would require school districts to create an online portal for parents and publish district curriculum yearly. The legislation was advanced during a Wednesday K-12 Education Budget Committee hearing, despite questions from committee lawmakers. The legislation was added as an amendment to House Bill 2271, which is a separate bill about student enrollment regulations for districts. The amendment, introduced by Representative Susan Estes, stipulates that school districts statewide make parent portals and include copies of non-academic tests, questionnaires, surveys, or examinations. Schools would also have to list district-wide curriculum, including textbooks and required reading, updating the information once a year or whenever substantial changes have been made. Under the amendment, maintaining the information will be the school district's responsibility, not that of the individual teachers. The language of the bill is similar to previous attempts at a parental bill of rights. Last session, a form of the bill was vetoed by Governor Kelly, and the original form would have allowed parents to scrutinize classroom materials, speak at school board meetings, and contest the use of library books. Another bill heard this legislative session would allow parents to withdraw their children from classes or programs they felt were problematic without affecting the students' academic records. That bill would allow parents to object to any educational materials or activities that they believe would harm the students' or parents' beliefs, values, or principles. Critics have said both forms of the legislation would make teachers' jobs more stressful and promote distrust of school districts and public education. Kansas Tourism has announced that there is a total of $400,000 available for the Attraction Development Grant Program, which is now open for applications. The Kansas Department of Commerce said the Attraction Development Grant will provide strategic economic assistance to public or private entities for not-for-profit groups that are developing new or enhanced tourism attractions in the state. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the projects that they're looking for with these grants are those that will bring new visitors to Kansas, because each person that visits our state also supports our economy by eating at our restaurants, staying at our hotels, and shopping at our stores. He said the attraction development grants will help entice more people to choose Kansas for their next adventure. The Kansas Department of Commerce says the goals of attraction development grants include to spur economic growth, develop destination-based assets, increase visitation to Kansas, enhance visitor experience, and improve the quality of life in communities across the state. According to the Kansas Department of Commerce, grant dollars may fund up to 40% of a project, with the community or business funding the remaining 60%. Funding for Kansas tourism grants, including the tourism marketing grant, is provided by the Economic Development Initiatives Fund that is derived from state lottery proceeds. For more information and to apply for the attraction development grant, you can visit travelks.com/travel-industry. And the deadline for applications is Friday, March 31st. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has offered financial assistance to parties carrying out projects focused on conserving and improving wildlife diversity in Kansas for nearly 43 years, and that tradition is carrying on in 2023. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Ecological Services staff are accepting proposals for the Chickadee Checkoff Small Grants Program through March 3, 2023. And eligible projects must focus on wildlife diversity and native non-game wildlife species while addressing the issues and strategies within the Kansas State Wildlife Action Plan. Darren Riedel, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Park Wildlife Diversity Coordinator, said since 1980, they've been able to fund a variety of educational, research-based, and habitat projects related to non-game species, thanks to donations received through Chickadee Checkoff. And by making small grants available from these donations, they're then able to utilize the talents and expertise of their conservative partners to be a true force for nature in Kansas. Interested parties have until March 3, 2023 to submit a completed grant proposal, and for more information, including eligibility requirements, and to view a list of Ecological Services priority projects for 2023, you can download the Chickadee Checkoff Grant Guidance Document at ksoutdoors.com or visit chickadeecheckoff.com. In Nebraska news, a St. Paul man facing federal charges after being found in a field last month with firearms following an investigation into threats has taken a plea deal. According to federal court records, 44-year-old Robert Yeager pled guilty to one count of felon in possession of firearms, and in exchange for his plea, prosecutors plan to dismiss an additional charge of receipt of unregistered firearm at sentencing. According to the Nebraska State Patrol, on August 23rd, they received information that Yeager allegedly posed an imminent threat to a former girlfriend, and they were able to contact the former girlfriend and move her to a safe location. Law enforcement later located Yeager in a field south of the Interstate 80 interchange at Aurora, and when found, he was in possession of multiple firearms. The Nebraska State Patrol said he attempted to leave in his pickup. However, a trooper performed a tactical vehicle intervention to stop the vehicle, and Yeager was then taken into custody. The Nebraska State Patrol said they found multiple firearms, methamphetamine, and controlled substance pills. Yeager is scheduled to appear in U.S. District Court for sentencing at 9:30 a.m. on May 17th. Police are on the lookout after another Nebraska inmate went missing on Sunday. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said Julian Tapia, 20, removed his electronic monitoring about a mile from Community Correction Center, Omaha. Tapia was sentenced to 8 to 21 years for first and second degree assaults in Buffalo County back in 2020, and his tentative release was scheduled for August of 2030, and he has a parole hearing set for next year. Tapia is described as a 6'4", 190-pound Hispanic male with black hair and brown eyes. Prison officials ask any relevant information on his whereabouts be forwarded to the Nebraska State Patrol. A safe and several guns were stolen from a Northeast Lincoln home on Tuesday, according to police. Around 2:50 p.m., officers were sent to the home near 60th and Adams Street after a 32-year-old man reported a burglary. And when the victim arrived home from work, he found that his Sports Afield gun safe was missing. The safe contained a Ruger 22 caliber revolver, Beretta pistol, a Glock 45 caliber pistol, Remington 12-gauge shotgun, a Tika rifle, and a Ruger 22 caliber rifle. Police estimated the value of the guns and the safe was around $3,050. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call either the Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Authorities are investigating a fatal crash that occurred just after 3 a.m. on Saturday in Decatur County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a vehicle was southbound on Kansas 383, 7 miles northeast of the Kansas 123 junction at Dresden. The road curves to the left, and the vehicle traveled off the road to the right. The driver overcorrected and caused the vehicle to slide sideways into the east ditch. The vehicle spun 180 degrees in the ditch, rolled one time, and came to rest on its wheels facing north. The driver was ejected when the vehicle rolled. The Kansas Highway Patrol has not released additional details, including the identity of the driver or what kind of car they drove. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced on Thursday that general sign-up for the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, will begin February 27th and end on April 7th. Secretary Vilsack said the Conservation Reserve Program is one of the largest private lands conservation programs in the United States, offering a range of conservation options to farmers, ranchers, and landowners. He said CRP has and continues to be a great fit for farmers with less productive or marginal cropland, helping them reestablish valuable land cover to help improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and support wildlife habitat. Vilsack said in a statement that they've made several updates to the program to increase producer interest and enrollment, strengthen the climate benefits of the program, and help ensure underserved producers can find a pathway to entry into CRP. The Farm Service Agency of the USDA hopes to reach the 27 million acre cap for the CRP in fiscal year 2023. And for more information, you can visit fsa.usda.gov. According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, February 13th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room. And in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste spoke with the commission on the top coat machine used at the landfill site. The motor that runs the top coat machine is no longer operational, and a new one will need to be ordered. And he said that there will also be other parts for the top coat machine that will need to be ordered to make it operational again. Ted spoke with the commission on rock that is needed for the leach pit, as several bids were received from area haulers for the rock and delivery. The county will need 400 ton of rock, which will be approximately 6 to 8 inches deep for the leachate pit. The commission discussed using county equipment and staff to haul the rock to save expense, and after discussion, a motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the bid from Roger Fram for $25 a ton and for the county to haul the product with the second from Commissioner Matchett. The motion passed 3-0. Ted then spoke with the commission about an inquiry from a vendor to purchase the concrete waste from the landfill. The interested firm is offering $2.50 a ton and will remove the concrete from the landfill site. The commission suggested visiting with the road department first to make sure they don't need the fill, and the commission agreed to sell the product if the fill concrete is not needed. Several mid-month vouchers were presented to the commission for approval, and upon review, the commission approved the vouchers as submitted. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to go into executive session for attorney-client privileged information and to include County Clerk Robert Wyatt and County Legal Counsel Forrest Rhodes. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. The commission returned to regular session, and a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the prior discussed settlement with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the February 6, 2023 minutes with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned until today, February 20th. The Norton County Hospital would like to inform the public that Jonna Inman, APRN, has decided to remain on staff at the Norton County Hospital and the Norton Medical Clinic. The administration, staff, and board members are appreciative for the opportunity for Inman to remain a part of the team, as she will continue providing primary care for patients at the clinic, periodic emergency coverage, and is also a certified provider for the Department of Transportation physical exams for CDL drivers. More information about the hospital can be found on its website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/Norton County HOSP. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken strips, whipped potatoes, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken nuggets, bread, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools at 2:23 p.m., the K Club, and at 7 p.m., the Norton Junior High School Pre-Festival Band Vocal Concert at the Junior High Gym. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 56 and a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 26 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming southeast after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 57 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, increasing clouds with a low around 25. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast, on Wednesday, there's a 40% chance of snow, mainly afternoon, and it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 36, and breezy Wednesday with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 21 and blustery. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 30. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. And on Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 54. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.81. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Caster. The Kansas Jayhawks executed another wild come from mine victory on Saturday afternoon as they knocked off Baylor 87-71 at Allen Fieldhouse. It was a rough start for Kansas as they were down by 17 points at one point in the first half before executing their own 17-point victory. And speaking after the game, head coach Bill Self discussed the way his team flipped the switch in the second half, what do you believe led to the win.
DeJuan Harris and Kevin McCullough, that's how I'd say it. They set the whole tone defensively, and then, of course, you worry about the right things, you shoot the ball better. Jalen Wilson was much better second half. Our pace was better. The first half, the way they guarded the first half was switch, stay between the man and the basket, play gaps. And the tendency is when you're open is to stand, and that's the worst thing you can do against defenses that are sagging like that. And so our movement, our ball movement was so much better second half. To me, that's the biggest difference.
Yeah, in sports, Fulton Castle.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do. Along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
Day one, diagnosis day, the hardest day, the day you hear,
"I'm sorry, this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
We are here for you. We exist for everyone fighting leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other types of blood cancer.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
Day 5,840 and counting, and I'm still in remission.
To learn more and get help on day 1, day 2, day 983, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572. That's LLS.org, 1-800-955-4572.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. And together, we turn great ideas into reality by accessing our networks, our experience, and the best of ourselves to make a difference. Around the world, Rotary brings leaders together to build new friendships and to solve problems. Like in Austria, where generations work side by side to build sustainable housing and community centers. In India, volunteers run a mobile blood bank to help provide a steady blood supply for their local community. And in Taiwan, people are working hard to get vulnerable citizens the support and services they need. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
I'm